word about Holy Communion in these times of isolation and separateness. Although some bishops and priests may be choosing to abstain from the celebration of Holy Communion for such time as this is not physically accessible to all people, as a priest I feel called, along with many others, to celebrate this dominical sacrament, albeit in these times in my own home, and perhaps on Easter morning, who knows, in my garden. I may, however, make clear that this is in intention and expression of the shared life of the body of Christ, not the offering of me as an individual. For this reason, remote congregations, if you will, of a stream service of Holy Communion are not being encouraged to place bread and wine before their screens. Joining together to share in the one bread and the one cup as those physically present to one another is integral to the service of Holy Communion, but this is not possible under the current restrictions. And any idea of remote consecration of the bread and wine is theologically very suspect. Although it may seem strange not being able to share in the common cup and the bread, we do celebrate together in real but separated company with those for whom I share with the bishop the spiritual care, the cure of souls as it's termed in the prayer book. It's for that reason I choose to stream the celebrations of Holy Communion. The Book of Common Prayer itself instructs us that if we offer ourselves in penitence and faith, giving thanks for the redemption won by Christ crucified, we may truly eat and drink the body and blood of our Saviour Christ, although we cannot receive the sacrament physically in ourselves. So making a spiritual communion is particularly fitting for those who cannot receive the sacrament at the great feasts of the Church, and it fulfills our duty of receiving Holy Communion regularly, and especially at the festivals of Christmas, Easter, and Whitsun or Pentecost, as covered by Canon B15. But let's turn back to the liturgy itself. Once we were far off, but now in union with Christ Jesus, we've been brought near through the shedding of Christ's blood, for he is our peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We now hear our hymn at the offertory, during which the table will be prepared, and the same gifts of bread and wine and water will be brought to the table for blessing.
Thank you.
Jesus, true vine and bread of life, ever giving yourself that the world might live, let us share your death and passion. Make us perfect in your love. Amen. Eucharistic prayer this morning is prayer A, in which you will find some responses. Do please join in with them. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For as at the time of his passion and resurrection draws near, the whole world is called to acknowledge his hidden majesty. The power of the life-giving cross reveals the judgment that has come upon the world and the triumph of Christ crucified. He is the victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever, our advocate in heaven to plead our cause, exhorting us there to join with angels and archangels, and forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. As we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. To you be glory and praises forever. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. To you be glory and praise forever. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make our memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this, our sacrifice of thanks and praise, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. To you be glory and praise forever. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours for ever and ever. Amen. At the foot of the cross, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God is here among us, light in the midst of us. Bring us to light and life. Christ is the true bread, which has come down from heaven. Lord, give us this bread always. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith, Spiritually receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Body of Christ, keep you in eternal.
Reflect on the sacred mysteries and continue to pray, or join in with our post-communion hymn, There Is a Green Hill Far Away. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in the taking the form of a servant, and obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King to the glory of God the Father. Amen. We say together in thanksgiving, Faithful God, may we who share this banquet glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, life and hope, who reigns as Lord now and forever. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray for God's blessing upon us and upon those that we love. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those for whom you pray, all those that you love, this day and right through the Holy Week, and through Eastertide. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Our recessional hymn is Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. Thank you. before us, O Lord, in all that we do with your most gracious favour, and guide us with your continual help, that all our works, begun, continued and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by thy mercy, receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.